He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, October 28th. Boy, are we going to see November this week? Oh, trick or treat. Where is this year going? The S&P, where is it going? It's up 29 cents this morning. A quarter and 4 pennies, 1,760 is where the S&P sits right now. But if I'm not mistaken, that's not too far from an all-time high on the 500 index. The Dow is down 14.7 this morning. Listen to this, 15,555.55. Boy, if you're playing the lottery today, lot of fives. Come on, look at that, 15,555.55. What's the time? 7:55? No, 8:50, 5:55. The Dow is down 15 points. The Nasdaq's down a point. The Nasdaq's at 3,941. I'm hoping to see 4,000 by the end of the year, and I think that's possible. We're just 59 points away from a 4,000 Nasdaq, which we haven't seen. I don't know. I'd have to go back. It had to be more than 10 years ago. The gold market, not doing much today, very quiet. It's down $2.40. It's at $1,350 right now. Oil's down a couple of pennies to $97.83, even though we see a lot of oil stocks breaking out over all over the place. I'm going to talk about that during the show today. I talked about it quite a bit in my newsletter over the weekend. The euro is at 1.38 this morning. So welcome to a new week in the market as well. October winds down. And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, a couple observations that I made over the weekend in looking at a lot of charts and in writing my newsletter. You know, a lot of companies were ramping up. A lot of healthcare companies were ramping up big time in anticipation of all these new enrollees entering into the healthcare system. The healthcare system tagged Obamacare. And of course, those new enrollees come through a front door or a portal called healthcare.gov. And unfortunately, that portal, not because there was too much pressure on it, it just wasn't prepared at all. It was somehow, somebody, somewhere screwed up royally. And you know, I was thinking about it. Had that been a publicly traded stock, healthcare.gov, and had there been this one of the most wildly anticipated new products of all time, like it or not, whether you like it or whether I like it or whether she likes it or whether it's one of the most wildly anticipated products of all time. And had that website of that publicly traded company performed like this one has, what do you think that stock would be doing right now? It would be plunging. It would be reeling. Now, the reason I bring this up is because one of the leading sectors in the market in 2013 has been the healthcare sector. You can look at the insurers, the Aetnas of the world, the Centenes, the WellPoints, the Molina Healthcares, the United Healthcares, etc. And you can see how well that they've done. And they've outperformed the market over the last 12 months. However, performance is not just about the past. What's it done recently? Well, since this breaking out of the gate and stumbling to its knees like a racehorse, the companies that are associated with Obamacare are breaking down badly. Their stock charts are breaking down badly. For this reason, last week I sold my two most direct links to Obamacare. One was Centene, CNC, which has been a red-hot stock this year. They are a company that is involved in government-subsidized healthcare programs. And if you look, take a look at a chart of Centene, you'll see what I mean. That upwards trend was broken quite radically, and the stock has been not plunging, but rolling over ever since. I also sold WellPoint in my growth accounts. I kept it in my income accounts, but I sold it in my growth accounts because I believe the stock has lost its juju, its momentum for now, its mojo. It no longer is one of these stocks that was breaking out. If you look at the chart of WellPoint, you'll see that 2 weeks ago, it was breaking out to new all-time highs and looking forward and anticipating the rollout of Obamacare and all the new clients that would come into WellPoint's company. Their phones would be ringing and the government would be sending them new customers. How sweet it is. But obviously, there was a big problem. There remains a big problem. We're told now that the problem will be fixed by November 30th. However, these stocks right now, I think, until I see the light of day on this whole thing and a smooth process taking place and some numbers coming out on just how many new enrollees are coming into the system, I think I would avoid these types of stocks for now because I think there's a big, big question mark. Now, you say, what causes you to sell stocks? What are some of the reasons? You know, there's a myriad of reasons. I should write a book, 500 Reasons to Sell a Stock and 50 Ways to Leave Your Loved. No, I think Paul Simon beat me to that one. Selling a stock comes in all shapes and sizes, all kinds of reasons to sell a stock. Who would ever say when the Obamacare website breaks down, that's a reason to sell a stock? Well, now we have a new one that we never even thought of. But what it is, it's a systemic problem in the industry. Very similar to the home building stocks, which I was wild about earlier this year. And then the Fed started tinkering with interest rates and started saying things about tapering, and interest rates started bumping up. That completely brought the entire home building industry to its knees. And if you look at those stocks ever since, now some of them have gone on. Lumber Liquidators has gone on to impress. And a few others, the air conditioning stocks of all things, have gone on to impress. But the central healthcare home building sector has completely fallen on its face. Was that a good decision earlier this year to desert that area of the market? Or should I have said, no, they'll come back in 2014. This will be a 2014 story. You know what? When it becomes a 2014 story next year, then maybe I'll get back into that area. But I made a very good decision to desert that area and to go fishing in other areas of the ocean, namely the pharmaceuticals, the biotechs, and technology, where the fish continue to bite to this day. So you know what? Things come along. I don't care if you're a best stock now. It happens to them too. There were a lot of home builders that were best stocks now. But they also live in a neighborhood that's impacted by influences of the economy, influences namely interest rates. That is the biggest factor on the home building industry. What happened to the lending industry when interest rates started? How many layoffs have there been? I really think the Fed blew it myself. They should have kept their big mouth shut. I guess that's the way to put it, because they don't really control interest rates. The market does. They didn't raise interest rates, but their talk raised interest rates. And I think that they crippled a big part of our economy, a big part, the construction and home building sector. And I'll go so far to say that right now, 22% of our economy, the healthcare sector, has also been dealt a blow. And I think, you know, unless they cook the books or something, I think this is going to show up in future GDP numbers. I think this whole shutdown of this system and this whole delay and everything has caused all this ramping up to now turn to ramping down. Instead of hiring and beefing up their forces, people are now laying off until the problems are fixed. Now, you know, this is a threat, a little threat. a temporary threat to our economy, but it's something that we have to watch very, very closely because, as you know, as the economy goes, so goes the market. Will this be enough to take off a half a point of GDP? Oh, I think it's very possible. Could put it down into the 1.5 area instead of the 2 area. But for now, suffice it to say, let's avoid these healthcare provider stocks and these companies that were going to wildly benefit from Obamacare, because until this thing gets fixed, these stocks are dead money. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we talked about a sector. Now, here's the interesting part about this whole discussion on the healthcare stocks. The app. The app is not political. The app doesn't read Drudge. The app doesn't read the Huffington Post. The app doesn't watch MSNBC. The app doesn't watch Fox. It knows nothing about the controversy that's going on right now over Obamacare. The app has never met Kathleen Sebelius or Barack Obama. Has no idea. It's completely autistic, I guess is the word. It just crunches numbers. The healthcare stocks have completely dropped from grace. Now, I see a headline here on Seeking Alpha saying how much the healthcare stocks are benefiting from all of this. But what it fails to recognize is what they've done lately. They've completely dropped from grace. If you don't believe me, take a look at a chart of Aetna, AET. Take a look at a chart of United Healthcare, UNH. Take a look at a chart of Centene, CNC. You'll see something in common with all of these stocks. They're rolling over big time. This has caused a big sell-off in this particular sector in the market. And it shows up in my app. If you look at my newsletter, where did I put my app? Here it is. Don't want to leave home without it. That's for sure. If you look at the app and if you pull up the sectors, which we'll do right now real quickly, and I publish these in my newsletter every single week because that's the way we stay on top of things here at Gunderson Capital Management. And if we look at the current sector rankings, I try to stay in the top eight of the sectors. Anything below that gets a little dicey in my opinion. How far have the healthcare stocks dropped? Well, they're probably about number 14 or 15 right now, when they've occupied the top eight all year long. Now, how valuable is that information? How valuable was it when the building and construction sector dropped from grace months ago? Way back in February, March, something like that. Man, that was a warning to me to get the heck out of Dodge, to get out of those home building stocks, and to get out of the companies, the mortgage lenders, and things like that. Although there's been a few. I still own Ocwen Financial, for instance, which continues to hit new highs. And I've watched other stocks in that industry. But for the most part, that sector has sold off royally since early this year. And I believe at some point in time they're going to get the problems fixed at the website. But I think the people's confidence has taken a hit here. I'm a little bit worried about going in to get, if I need a liver transplant someday, if the system doesn't work, you know, I don't know, like going to the DMV or something, might take out my kidneys instead. I think people's confidence has been shaken, and I think it's going to take a while for these stocks to get back on their feet and get out of their sick bed and start walking again and start running again, which they were earlier this year. So you know what? Look, like I say, I look at the facts. I look at charts. I look at what's happening in the real world. Opinions are out there all over the place about this whole Obamacare system. I'm looking at the stocks that are related to it and what they're doing. And it tells me a lot. It tells me that they're worried right now. And it may be a temporary worry. Then that's fine because we can always get back into these stocks. But for now, this is a sector that is one that you want to avoid, all right? Okay, let's take another look here what I want to do, I've added a new little feature in my newsletter. It's called the worry list. Because you know I talk a lot here on the show every day. The market, you're always going to be worried about something. Always. There's never a day that I come to work that there's not something to worry about in the market. Ever. If there isn't anything to worry about, then I'm really worried. That's what then you add that to your worry list. That's number one worry. There's nothing to be worried about. Oh, that's one of the bigger worries around. Well, we came through the December 2012 fiscal cliff. That worry has come and gone. Will there be? Well, no, I don't think there will be. What did they do? Extend the Bush tax cuts? I can't even remember now. They let them, a lot of them expire. So I don't think that worry will ever raise its ugly head again, unless it'll come back in some different kind of form when they try to like redo the tax laws or something like that. We came through the June, the May, April, June, the spring sell-off in the bond market. Man, that was a big one because that involves the Fed. And the Fed is one of the biggest factors on this market right now. And the Fed has become dovish again. And that's one of the reasons you're seeing the market take off. But that was a big, big worrier just a few months ago. We've gotten through the taper talk worry of August. Yeah, it's still lingering. But, you know, this one will rear its ugly head. This is the biggest one that we need to watch in the future is when the Fed starts tightening the spigot. And of course, since Janet Yellen came in as the new heir apparent to the throne, to Bernanke, the markets greeted that quite warmly. We came through the October government shutdown default, and we're now in the fourth year, 8 month of a current bull market. What's on the worry list right now? Well, there was a new one added last week. The Chinese credit crunch. It sounds like a cereal or a new dish at Panda Express, but it's not. They're worried that they're going to have the same credit freeze up that we had in America in 2008. So we got to keep that one in the back of our worry list in our pocket. That definitely could have an impact. And for that reason, I look at charts of China every day. That's part of my daily trip through the market. Sometimes what a long, strange trip it is. I look at the China index, FXI, and I saw when that credit crisis hit last week, that sold off considerably. Why does this matter? Well, because China is a major player in the global economy, and a credit crisis in China could definitely spread to the rest of the globe. Centene is the third healthcare stock. Centene, CNC. Somebody just sent me a tweet. What was that third healthcare stock you talked about? It was Centene, CNC. China's something that we need to watch. Here's my next worry. Every day I track my 3,600 stocks, and I track the forward PE ratio. The average of my 3,600 stocks. This is a number that's proprietary to me because nobody else has my exact database of 3,600 that I track, and I'm adding to it all the time. The average forward PE for the first time in many years on Friday or Thursday hit 20.0. Now, if we look back and put it in perspective, in the year 2000, the PE ratio of the S&P got up to 35. 20 is not a deal killer, but if interest rates should start to rise and if the Fed should start to tighten, this market can't support a forward PE of 20. For now, it can. More on that in a minute. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Dogs Now Radio Hour. Well, we're covering some ground here. We're moving fast. We're crawling through the brush. We've got our field binoculars, our night vision goggles, our barbed wire, everything else we can to navigate through this market, which can turn treacherous at times, which currently is still fairly friendly. Is it equity friendly? Well, we're going to take a look here in a minute because we're going to go through where the asset classes rank at the current time, and we're going to go over where the current technical picture of the market is. Is the four-year, eight-month-old bull market still intact, or is it starting to crumble? Can it support a forward P.E. ratio of 20? That's the highest forward P.E. ratio I've had in my database for several years. Well, let's take a look at that. But before we do, let's just review a little bit about what we've talked about right now. The healthcare sector. And you know, a lot of people have been riding these healthcare stocks. And I want to make a clear distinction here. The healthcare medical or slash medical sector is a big sector, and it's divided up in a lot of different areas. You have the people that run the hospitals. They're not doing so well right now because of this big delay. You have the people that are the insurers, the HMOs, that provide the services, the insurance for people seeking health care coverage. You have the people that make the devices in surgery, all kinds of different devices, medical devices. You have companies that make the drugs. You have companies that are trying to find the new drugs. It would seem that this rollback and this delay in Obamacare has had very little impact, maybe a little, on the biotechs and the pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceutical stocks still remain very, very strong. Now, I think they have to be watched carefully. The first shoe to drop were the healthcare, the insurers. There's not a lot of them, but if you look at them, they pretty much moved in unison. And you can also look at an ETF like, IYH. That's not really a good one. There's one out there, and I have to think of what the symbol is, that pretty much tracks the healthcare providers. And you can see that that thing is pretty much rolled over, meaning that whole sector is rolled over. But if we look at the pharmaceuticals right now, they still look okay. If you look at PPH, which is a chart of the pharmaceutical sector, it's hitting new highs still. So this malaise, this Obamacare sickness, has not spread yet to the biotechs or the pharmaceuticals. At this time, they seem to be disconnected from this whole problem. And I still have a very large weighting in the biotechs and in the pharmaceutical sector until further notice. But portions, parts of this medical sector, healthcare sector, are starting to come unraveled a little bit. And those are the areas that I would definitely avoid at the current time. The current worry list. You know, we just got through the last worry, the government shutdown, default. I told you to stay put. I said, this isn't the one that's going to kill the bull market. And I've been saying this now through every worry that's come along for the last over 4.5 years. I've stepped back and I've analyzed it. I want to get out, believe me. I could use a week off, you know, put everything in cash and go to Mexico fishing for a week or something. It's real nice down there. They just had the big bisbees. Did you see the marlin that lady caught? Like 875 pounds, and she won $1.5 million. The women took first and second place at the bisbees marlin tournament. You know, what a life. Here are these people fish for a living, trying to catch trophy marlin off the point of, at the end of California, Baja California. Where do I get that job, huh? But anyways, every worry that's come along, I've said, nope, stay put in your marlin chair and keep fighting. We're going to get that fish in the boat here pretty soon. And this last credit crisis or default crisis, I said, stay put. Well, as we look out on the horizon right now, I mentioned the Chinese credit crunch, which we'll be watching because we don't want to break our molars on Chinese credit crunch or peanut brittle. That's no fun. And I've also warned that the forward P.E. ratio of the market is now over 20. But having said that, let's step back and look at the big picture. Just like at a museum. My dad owned some rental properties in an industrial park, and he had a lot of little small kind of artist type of cottages and stuff. And we had a very well-known famous artist that did his paintings there. His name was Paul Detlefsen, and he did a lot of these paintings of Americana, you know, like a bridge over a river and a red car and just, you know, happy type stuff. And a lot of it was reprinted and sold through Sears and everything. I doubt that Paul Detlefsen is still alive. This guy would be 2 inches from his painting when he was doing it, because he was a detail. He was a realist. Photorealism. And his brushes were tiny. And he would be 1 inch. His eyeballs were 1 inch from those paintings. But I watched him paint a few times. And every once in a while, he would say, you know what? About every hour, I got to step back and I got to look at the big picture, because it looks totally different way back here than it does 1 inch from the painting. Most people that are going to buy the painting aren't going to be 1 inch from it. They're going to be standing several feet from it, you know. So sometimes you got to take a look at the big picture of the market. What's the S&P show me right now as I step back? It shows a market that hit a new all-time high on Friday. How can I say that this bull market is over right now? How can I say that this bull market is in jeopardy right now? I can't. If I did, I'd be lying. I'd be making some kind of wild, crazy, bold prediction that may come true or may not come true. But let's deal with the facts. And the fact is, the S&P 500 hit a new all-time high on Friday. That's pretty hard to argue with, all of you bears and pundits out there that keep telling me to sell all my stocks and move everything into gold because I'm in danger and jeopardy. How do you argue against a stock market hitting a new all-time high? How many times has it been hitting new highs over the last 4 years and 8 months? And every time it hits a new high, it makes the bears look that much more silly. Turn that chart upside down, and you've got what the bears look like. Every day they're hitting new lows. And they're looking more stupid and more stupid. Now, I will say this. The market looks a little extended to me right now. It's probably due for a little bit of a rest and a pullback. And I think this Obamacare delay could be a reason. Oh, we need to rest. This market, this may have a little bit of an impact on our economy. All those people that were being hired to handle the phones and handle the new applications, well, you know what? They don't have anything to do for a while. Maybe they're going to lay some of those people off. I do think it's going to have an impact on our economy. What if it never gets fixed? What if it's just one disaster after another? Then it could have a major impact. Healthcare is 20 to 25% of our economy. That's big. Housing is a big chunk of our economy. That's big. When the housing sector crumbled, it had a big impact on the economy. And if this healthcare sector, which is in jeopardy right now, if this thing doesn't get fixed and we don't get this thing smoothed out, it could have, that's on my worry list, it could have an impact on our economy. But in the meantime, the market is hitting new highs. The NASDAQ hit new 10-year, 13-year highs, whatever it is, on Friday. The big picture of the market, for now, is still in place. Now, not every market. I'm talking only about the U.S. stock market here. The emerging markets continue to be underwater for the year. For that reason, one of the reasons I don't like asset allocation, the bond market continues to be underwater for the year. The precious metals markets continue to be. They're not hitting new highs. That's why it's so important to be in the right asset classes. Yeah, you can take the other side of the argument if you want. I'm not going to stop you. Buy some gold, buy some bonds, buy some stocks, domestic stocks, emerging market stocks, foreign debt, U.S. debt, spread it all over all you want. The fact of the matter is this. There's only one asset class that's working in 2013. In 2014, I don't know what asset class will be working. Hopefully I'll be in it. But in 2013, it's all about the U.S. stock market for whatever reason. Sometimes I don't even want to figure it out. I just want to go with it and ride it for all it's worth. I guess on a relative basis, our economy's better than China's right now because our stock market's certainly doing a lot better. I think the biggest factor is the Fed. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the current rankings of the asset classes and see where we stand. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, over the weekend in my newsletter, I discussed the coming Twitter IPO. Should you get involved? TWTR is the symbol. And I think I last week also used the same analogy of Yasiel Puig, the Cuban-born Dodger, who was red hot when he came up, and then he kind of leveled off and came back down to the earth that he occupies in the right field of Chavez Ravine there in Dodger Stadium. You know, there's a few holes in that guy's swing and definitely some holes in his attitude. I don't know. We'll see. Give the guy a year in the major leagues and then maybe we'll form some kind of an opinion. And that was the advice I gave on Facebook. Give it a year at least. And it fumbled the ball big time. Man, it was a dud. 1 year later, you were still underwater. But then it started to break out. And Facebook, after 1 year, I was able to give it a grade. And it got a grade of A-. And it became one of the better large caps around. And I got into Facebook. But the first year was a disaster. Twitter, I don't know. I would use the same rule of thumb. Let's give it a year and see whether or not they can monetize this thing. Yeah, there's a lot of people sending out tweets every day. I've never sent a dime to Twitter. They've never made any money off of me. There's no subscription money they're collecting from me. I'm not getting any pop-up ads on Twitter. I got to believe that the Twitter experience is going to change somehow when they become a publicly traded company because they've got to start making money off of this kind of a free service, I guess, that they've had all these years. But I do know this, where there's a lot of eyeballs, there's a lot of potential money. Especially for advertisers. Advertisers love eyeballs. It's like a billboard. If a billboard's on a major freeway in Chicago, that billboard's worth a lot of money. If it's on a little side street in a bad part of town, you can't rent it for as much. If you want to buy an ad in the Super Bowl, it's going to cost you a whole lot more than buying an ad during a rerun of Leave It to Beaver. You know, where there's eyeballs, there's money to be made. But they have to prove to me that they can figure out how to make that money. So for me, you know, I never say never. I'm going to watch Twitter come public. I'm on Twitter all the time. I love the product. But for me, I'm going to watch it come public. And at least I plan right now to give it a year. I can't even give it a grade until a year. The jury's out on Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers. Yeah, I think he's going to be a really good player. The jury's out. You know, you got to see him in a World Series with a 3-2 count and guys on second and third and see whether he can come through in the clutch like Carlos Beltran can or some of these other proven names that have been through the wars of baseball. Good times, bad times, you know, that's what it's all about. Anyways, this thing called the stock market's been through a lot of good times and bad times over the years. The fact of the matter is this, in 2009, the S&P was at 660. Today's at 1700 almost. You can't argue with that. And I hear people try to argue with that. I hear bears come on and say, well, it's been propped up by the Fed. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why don't you just say, well, these corporations, here's another one I hear all the time. These corporations are laying people off so they stay profitable. Yeah, that's how business works. You know, I know it doesn't work that way in other areas of the world. That's why businesses don't go broke. If they don't lay people off, they do go broke. It's the private sector. It's like a family. You can't spend more than you take in or you go broke. You go BK. I've heard other people say, well, you know, were it not for Bernanke, were it not for the TARP, were it not for the American taxpayer, this market would be flat on its face. Well, you know what? That's probably true, but the fact is it's not flat on its face. It's hitting new highs. So, look, you can argue with reality all you want. I've seen people that you could put something right in front of their face. The boldest fact that is undisputable, well, you know, they're going to slough it off. That's just the way human nature is sometimes. It's very difficult for people to admit they're wrong. And I can almost guarantee that some of these perma bears will be wheeled onto CNBC again today and next week and tomorrow and be saying that this is the best buying opportunity for gold that they've ever seen. Why do you think they're saying that? Because they're loaded up with gold. They're stuck in this stuff. And it's down 25% so far this year while the market's up 25%. That's got to hurt. And are they ever going to admit they're wrong? Now, I see that Bill Ackman finally admitted that he was wrong on JCPenney. Was it JCPenney? No, it was Herbalife and JCPenney. I don't know which one. He's still in JCPenney, or maybe that's the one he got out of. He had a huge short position in Herbalife, and it continued to go up and up and up, just absolutely demolishing him. And he stuck with his guns all the way. And lost a ton of money. And I've seen this other guy, Paulson, ride gold all the way into the ground and fail to admit that he's wrong. The fact of the matter is this, the bull market is still intact. Now, let's go through these asset classes because I only got a minute or two here. It's still small cap U.S. stocks leading the parade. Second place are mid cap stocks, a very close cousin. The NASDAQ still one of the strongest indexes, if not the strongest index in the entire world. There's your clues. It's the same group of asset classes that have been leading this market all year long. And I don't care if I sound like a broken record. You know what a broken record equals in this business? A trend. And when a trend stays in place, you can ride that trend for all it's worth. And in the stock market business and in technical analysis, a trend is not declared over until it's over. And that trend is still in place as we sit here late in October, looking towards Thanksgiving, looking towards holiday shopping season. Those trends are still in place. We do know, however, that at some point those trends will break and new trends will arise. But for now, we continue to ride this trend for all it's worth. My aggressive portfolio is up over 35%, somewhere in that neighborhood, this year so far. Why? Because we've ridden the trends, we've spotted the right areas of the market, and when areas of the market stop performing, like the home builders, we move on. Like the healthcare stocks, we move on. I'm Bill Gunderson. I'm Gunderson Capital Management. I'm 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.